of Well-Being to Vancouver on June the 4th. Dr. Chopra is acknowledged as one of the world's leaders in mind-body medicine and has been described as the poet-prophet of alternative medicine. He will talk about his latest works, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, How to Create a New You, and The Ultimate Happiness Prescription, The Seven Keys to Joy and Enlightenment. An evening with Deepak Chopra at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, Friday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets online at Ticketmaster.ca.
And when you experience that, you'll be extremely ecstatic. You'll be extremely joyful because this is the real you. And that he calls Nirvana.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot? A salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Yeah. should fear. So I won't be your burden out tomorrow, dear.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, Vancouver, and welcome to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. If you have tuned in for Becky Sandler and this side of Monday, she's gone. She's gone. She's off to New York. Tired of that small-town blues and off to the big city, so good luck with all your endeavors, Becky. She was also the student executive president. I almost lowered her position there by accident. Anyway, so this is my new time slot. I usually come on at midnight on Mondays, and now you got me. So, I don't think the transition should be too difficult. I'm not quite as cute as Becky is, but I think I can play the role. So, this is the first episode, I suppose, and what I have here today is a bunch of new music we're going to listen to. I've got Shiloh Lindsay promo copy. She's, of course, the local Vancouverite, and she's got a show coming up on the 10th at the Anza Club. She will be actually joining me next week on the show for a live performance. And speaking of live performances, Robin Young is here. And let's see if we can get your mic working there, Robin. Say a little something-something.
A little something-something.
Okay, no, it needs to be a little bit closer, I suppose.
A little something-something. You hearing me there?
Yeah, we're hearing there. Your voice is a little smooth. It's almost
it's
too
smooth.
It's a little too smooth. So I'll turn down the background tunes. The background tunes, by the way, are, of course, your disc.
Yeah, Darker the Sky.
Darker the Sky, yes, thank you. I was getting around to that. Robin Young is the singer-songwriter from Darker the Sky. And he is going to be playing some tunes for us today as well. You know, it's really surprising since I got my show on an earlier time how much easier it is to get people to come in. A lot easier, so it's going to be a lot more an enriching experience, I should say, for everyone out there who cares to listen to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What do you think? Maybe we'll get to some tunes and then come back and...
Sounds great.
Yeah, and then you got two tunes you're going to play for us.
I do. I'm actually going to play a song called Keep Me Away.
Keep Me Away.
And then I'm going to do a song called Roads.
Okay, awesome. Well, and also you have a show coming up. Now we're going to we'll cover this again, of course, in after people have listened to your music, we're going to cover, but it is at the Red Room on this coming June 3rd.
That's correct.
This Thursday. And with the Red Room, if you're not aware, it's at 398 Richards. Doors open at 8 p.m. for the show. And actually, could you tell us a little bit about it? Because apparently you've got a lot of sponsors for this gig. It's quite accomplished.
We have a lot of support. It's 2 months in the making. And I have some dear friends, Sarah and Nicole, who have been blood and sweat and tears into this one. And they're probably listening right now and laughing. And now they're definitely laughing.
That's great. That's good.
There's a lot of sweat and tears put into this one. And it is mind-boggling how much love there is out there when you need it.
You know, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree with you. And all you need to do is ask for it.
All you need to do. It's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. You never know what's around the corner. And sometimes it's hugs.
Well, if you're always
hugs
turning
and
left,
loves,
turn right.
Maybe I'm as cute as Becky. Talking about loves and hugs and stuff like that. So what we're going to do is got a... a copy of Joey Only, Transgression Trail, and we're going to listen to that, and then we'll be back with Mr. Robin Young of Darker in the Sky, Darker the Sky, my bad, sorry about that.
It's okay.
And I developed a cold in the last hour, so hopefully we'll get through the show all right. I'm sure we will. So this is the new Joey Only and the Outlaw Band on Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Squawking and are crying. It's before the sun has even risen. Behind all the rain that is falling, homeless junkies are hanging in my alleys. They're trading drugs and the birds are watching. It's raining on a Main and Hastings zone. that can get stoned. The murder is assembling in the downtown. In the trees and wires, they are making sounds. And the ghetto birds are looking for to scavenge the street cracks for hot dogs, rock and powder, and some down. They commute each day in from Lake Burnaby, and they steal from all the people who downtown, and they'll return before the sun goes down with the goodies that they have scored and they have found. The murder is assembling in the downtown. In the trees and wires, they are making sound. And the ghetto birds are looking for to scavenge the street cracks for hot dogs, rock and powder, and some down. Some down. Oh no. Assembling in the morning, and the ghetto birds are squawking and are cawing. It's before the sun has even risen. Beyond all the rain that is falling,
the Calgary Folk Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries.
Artists.
Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obi Jou, Man Man, Konono No. 1, and DJ Logic. Even more than that. July 22nd to 25th at Princess Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
And we are back with Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And so, as I promised, we're going to get to Robin Young playing some live stuff for us. We're also videotaping this. When you say videotape, it makes it sound like amateur porn or something like that, videotaping.
We could make it that.
That's right.
I just undid.
Yeah. Oh, you're not even on the...
Look at that. I just undid my top button.
He just... Ow! Well, it's hot in here. It's getting hot in here. I don't know if that's just us. Yeah.
Two burly men.
Awesome. We're having a great time. So, what I'm going to first tell everyone what they heard there from the beginning, because I end up forgetting, and I know how much I hate that.
I love that first song that came on.
Tallest Man on Earth.
Great.
And... his, yeah, absolutely. I'm a really big fan. He's got a new disc out, The Wild Hunt. And that song we heard was Burden of Tomorrow. And excellent, excellent lyricist. What I often do when I don't have, say, live guests is what I'll do is I'll just dictate lyrics, right? Because it's not very often we actually just get to, like, hear lyrics.
Absolutely.
You know? So that's one thing that I do. And next week I'll be doing that for his. Oh, except for Shiloh Lindsay is going to be on, so maybe I won't have time for it. But that was the first song, and he was playing at the Sasquatch Festival. I actually might have like a phone call to make later on as well. Somebody who isn't expecting a phone call, I know they want the Sasquatch, and it's somebody I hardly even know, and we'll just call them up and be like, "Hey, you're on the radio."
Don't even tell them I'm on the radio.
Yeah, don't even tell. No, we won't tell. Actually, no, I really need to. It's a girlfriend of mine, so. So Ted Leo and the Pharmacist was the next stuff we heard, and that was Brutalist Bricks new disc, and One Polaroid a Day was the name of the song, and then we finished that up with Joey Only, Transgression Trail, of course that's Joey Only and the Outlaw Band, and the song was The Ghetto Birds. Now, Robin, take it away. Let's see if you got your... And now, you're always welcome to call in and say... And say for some reason you think we should turn up the levels, something like that, you can call in at 604-822-2487. We got a massive audience that will work as our sound production manager.
So, just don't forget to be kind.
Yeah, be kind. I'm a sensitive guy. So, get a little bit of silence going here. And if you want to introduce it a little bit, feel free.
This is a song called Keep Me Away. It was written actually for my sister. It's what happens when you boys break up with you, you know, you need a little uplifting. So it's a song about my sister finding hope in it all. She was pretty devastated by it, and so this was a song I wrote for her. It's called Keep Me Away, which I already said.
Well, they... feet up to our hands, and the covers kept us warm. Where we lose ourselves beneath the folds and bedclothes, fingers held, I would rest my soul. Break me down.
thought I'd let that ring out as much as possible. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Robin Young, everybody, from Dark of the Sky. Check him out at the Red Room this Thursday. It is $15 at the door. Is there tickets? Are we giving away tickets?
We're giving away tickets.
We are giving away tickets. Look at this. We're really pulling it together today. Let me tell you.
We're giving away a bunch of tickets.
We're giving away a bunch of tickets. So if you want tickets to go see Robin Young and Dark of the Sky at the Red Room at 398 Richards on June 3rd, this Thursday, call into the station right now at 604-822-2487. That was pretty amazing.
What was that number again?
604-822-2487.
We have to make it a contest, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, well,
Let's develop some questions.
Okay. We're going to develop some questions. And in the meantime, you're going to listen to another local artist, Fanshawe. This is O Sailor off of her album Dark Eyes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Come on over, I'll let the sleeve roll off my shoulder. We'll be captured in a moment.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Sore throats, clapping hands. That was Carol. That was Fanshawe. And what we got coming up right now is there would be no sore throats, clapping hands without Mr. Frank Turner on CITR. But you already knew that.
Oh, my friend, loneliness, where have you been? You left me to the lure of a lover who left me alone. Now you come calling back, and I'll let you in, and we'll slip back into grooves that we caught in ourselves long ago. But there must be a better heart somewhere out there. My dear distance, I've met you before. The longing of a lover who's lost on a far distant shore. And all my imperfections, all that remain, the days when I love you, when I leave you, when you.
Whoa, what do we have there? Oh, there you go. Well, that's what you get for bootleg copies of stuff. That's a lesson to all you kids and cats out there. That's what we get. So I apologize for that, but that's okay because it gives me a little bit of time to chat with our special guest, Robin Young.
I love it how I'm singing in the background of myself talking.
Yeah, that's trippy. And speaking of trippy, check out the website of Darker the Sky at darkerthesky.com. I can best describe it as Peter Pan on acid. And it's excellent. Who did you get to? Maybe you can do a couple shout outs to some of the people, maybe the people who are opening for you, and whoever did your website, the art for that is
Well, first off, I have to give huge props. His name is Troy Graham. He is fantastic. It still blows my mind every single time I look at the imagery on the website. People continually go back just to look at it because it's beautiful. And every time you look at it, it just gets more in depth and you see things that you never noticed before.
Yeah, it has that element in it, eh? Yeah. I thought it would... Does he do tattoos?
Oh, actually, he is drawing a tattoo for someone.
There you go. See? Yeah, go to the website, check out the art, and then also you've got your lyrics up there.
There's lyrics, there's photos, and we have the songs with the lyrics, so that's... A lot of times you're listening to a song, you want to be able to read along, you know?
Yeah.
Like liner notes. Like nowadays with all this digital downloading, you don't get the booklets anymore. You'll sit there in your room, turn on the stereo, and read along. So that's why we put it up there.
Awesome. And we were just talking about that, about lyrics, and we got that flashing blue light in here that's telling us somebody's trying to call. You're going to have to wait because I am preoccupied. So whoever's calling out there, I'll get to you in a second. Call back if I don't pick up. Because we do all our production here right on the spot. It's just me. I don't have a...
Well, they heard you because it's no longer flashing.
It's no longer flashing. Okay. Awesome. That's great.
Don't forget to call back, though.
Yeah, no, definitely call back because, like you said, we're giving away tickets to Dark of the Sky on Thursday, June 3rd. Now, where was I? I was talking about...
Shoutouts,
yes. Shoutouts. Who's opening for you?
Jessica Beach. Beautiful girl. Voice.
I wonder if we have any... Does she have a MySpace?
Oh, she has a jessicabeach.com.
There you go. Is it something... Because we can listen to that. I can throw it on right now.
Throw it on. Jessicabeach.com.
All right, let's see what we can do. I actually met Robin quite some time ago. Where we met was years ago, working at a organic food delivery spot, and he was actually witness to one of my most, I suppose, embarrassing moments. Now, I don't feel too embarrassed usually for ignorance, because we're all infinitely ignorant in a certain way. There's always some more to know, right? There's always, you know, you can only know so much. Arrogance is something that I feel guilty of and regret. So I don't feel regret this, but it's a funny story, and I'll tell it. And it gets into the lyrics, and what's obviously a big part of writing lyrics is where you came from.
Absolutely.
Now, I was, I don't know how it came up, but what happened was I was mentioning that I ate, I was eating oatmeal. I was going through a healthy thing. I was eating oatmeal every day. And Ron had said to me, he said, oh, I, that's all I ate growing up, you know? And so I turned to him, I say, what, were you an orphan or something like that? Now, the response, and you said, well, I actually did grow up in group homes, and I was mortified. The thing is that I had enough time in that span to chose to say that. I was like, oh, there's no way, because, you know, that seems like something that was right out of Dickens or yeah. something like that. I was like, oh, they can't be still serving that sort of thing. Now,
please,
so can I have some more? Now, you informed me that you were a vegetarian when you were young.
Yeah.
And so that is why you actually did. So anyway, that's one of the thing that once one thing that made us tighter as friends.
Forever a bond.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. So anyway, but so that was leading up to saying how was your youth and what you know, and where do you find that influencing your music?
Wow, where do I begin?
I know it's a big one.
It's the ultimate question for me.
There you go.
Okay, well, I grew up in my teenage years. I grew up in group homes all throughout North Vancouver. It's a big back catalog of stories as to how I ended up getting in there. It's for another day, another autobiography.
Of course.
But growing up in group homes was, it's very troubling and incredibly difficult. And there's a difference between foster homes and group homes. Group homes, you live with about 6 or 7 other kids, girls and boys, with workers that are continually coming in and out every day. 24-hour shifts, and you ever feel safe, and you're always alone. And I did that till I was 17, and that's, you know, I ended up moving out then, basically when I was no longer allowed to live in them. It was rough. It's, I don't even know where to, it's huge. It's just huge.
Now, Have any of the people you met during that time, you know, you must have met a lot of youngsters much like yourself. And is there any of those youngsters that, you know, stuck in your mind, like their stories, how it maybe influenced your music? And because the earlier song you had written for, it was very sweet that you wrote for your sister when she was, you know, feeling really, really down.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that sort of sense.
Is anyone stuck? There was a woman named Janelle who worked at one of the group homes I lived in. It was called Tatlow House in North Vancouver, and she saved me. That's, you know, you meet people you consider this earth's angels, and she was that woman.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yep, she was that woman, and history goes on with her. Again, another story as to where she is now. But she saved me, and I looked up to her as a sister. Yeah, she was actually one of the workers at the house.
Cool. Now, hopefully she's listening right now. Now, if she isn't, you know, we podcast this, right? So just to remind people out there that it is podcasted, podcasted, and hopefully, because that's why they do that, right? I mean, to hear stuff like that, I mean, that's why she does it, right? And I'm sure she'd like to hear it.
I'll be honest, you threw me for a loop. I feel incredibly vulnerable right now. it's like, not the normal questions, you know, like, tell me about your band name.
Yeah, well.
Tell me about that song. No, tell me about your troubled youth.
There's a lot of 2020 growing up. Well, listen to Barbara Wawa. All right, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to get to, do you want to play a tune or do you want to maybe we can listen to some music first and then get to it, or...
What about the...
Oh, we have a caller.
We have a caller.
We have a caller. I don't know how to throw this on really necessarily right now. Here, why don't we get to some music, and then when we back, we'll hear Robin Young playing a tune for us. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Please tell me why we couldn't stay. Don't let this feeling ever go away. Let this memory forever be inside me through every hour of every day. With the company of his friends, we drive on through the night. We are carried by the wheels of Armageddon. We're gonna force ourselves to live. Thankful said more than we've ever felt. It's just our means to an end. Please tell me why we couldn't stay. Don't let this feeling ever go away. Well, this memory forever be inside me through every hour of every day. With the company of these friends, maybe those intentions of love just enough to get us anywhere but here. In the middle of America, cause six cylinders will take us farther than any president. Say promises that we forgot the last time. There's no difference between staying and a bullet in the head. So fucking tell me why. That's why we couldn't stay. We'd never let that feeling never go away. Kept a memory inside of us through every hour, through every day until we died. It was with the company of those friends that we drove on through the night. Behind the wheel of Armageddon.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day. Same every day.
Hello, Vancouver, and we are back with Robin Young on Sore Throats Clapping Hands, the first time that we've been on the air at the 6:30 time slot. And we're going about to get to some music from Robin Young, but we have a caller coming in, and so everyone's going to have to hold on with me here while I attempt to get this patch through, because this is something somewhat new to me. There's a turns out to be an overwhelming response. So this must... Are you out there, Hicks?
Yeah.
Hey!
Hicks!
Hey, there we go. Now, I pressed way too many buttons. And I know one of them is getting you in here there. So, I actually got another caller. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So, you had a question for Robin Young. Go hit him.
Robin, I try and write songs too, man. Always about the one that got away, and I do my best and shit, you know? And it seems like you're really good at that. Like, I listen to Be For Me, and it's just a perfect song. Who's that about? Is it about, like, you know, something really deep like that? Because it's just so intense.
Be For Me. Well, that song actually seems to be, it's my version of a love song. It's all the songs that I write about are, there are love songs, but this is actually like a love song for somebody. And I don't really have any love songs directed towards anybody. And it's the question that always seems to come up with everybody, but it's my little secret.
Oh, okay, little secret.
Yeah.
There we go. That makes it even more romantic, if you ask me. Hicks, you are you got tickets to the show on at the Red Room on Thursday.
Wow, thanks, like, Robin. You're the man. Like, amazing music.
There we go. Sense. Well, thank you very much, Hicks. And you call back anytime. And hey, you said that you write music. Feel free to send
nothing
it.
Nothing like what Robin can do.
Well, you know what? We support the local music scene here like nobody's business. You, if anybody out there, including you, Mr. Hicks, wants to send in music, you can send it in to me at STCH, as in like sore throats, clapping hands, at badbird.tv. And what I do is I throw it on, or there's also mixes that go on at night when there's no DJs, and what we do is put together music from the community and have it play. So everybody out there, including you, send in your stuff if you ever feel like it. Okay, have a good night, eh?
Thanks, yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, sorry. I thought it was over. There we go. So, sorry for cutting you off, Hicks. I apologize for that. Next time it'll just be even smoother. So, what are we going to hear? What are we going to hear from you right now?
We're going to hear a song called Roads, actually.
Roads, okay. Yeah. Take it away.
Thanks.
It's a rough road it is tonight. It's a rough road it is tonight. If you don't believe in life, I can't betray you. Yield all your needs and knives. So yield all your needs and knives. Your destruction of alibis, they won't protect you. You give it all, you let it fade away. You just run away. So what are you? All I have, my love, this is all I have. A longing just to be had. I hope to gain this. You give it all, you let it fade away. Because you ran away. So, honey, you. For me.
That's Robin Young from Darker the Sky. Check him out this Thursday at the Red Room. And you're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9. We'll be back right after this short break.
What's wrong, little Jimmy? Are the other kids picking on you again?
Yes, they just don't understand me.
Well, screw them!
Misfits, plus special guests, June 7th, at the Rickshaw Theatre. Having survived through the heyday of punk, one of the most influential bands around is coming to Vancouver. The Misfits, with special guests, the Vicious Cycles and the Benitos, June 7th at the Rickshaw Theatre. Tickets at Zulu, Scrape, or Ticketmaster.ca.
Well, we are back. We're back with CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands, the inaugural 6:30 edition. And we've had Robin Young on, and we've had a lot of good response. It's been a good show, I think. Considering I'm coming down with a serious cold, that's okay. Stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies. Indeed. So he's already in the... We got about 4 minutes left, and during that time, well, first of all, I'm going to tell you that you just listened to Shiloh Lindsay. She's playing next week, June 10th, at the Anza Club, and it's a new disc. She's got Western Violence and Brief Sensuality. Love that. And the name of the song we heard was Down to the River. And she will be on playing for us next Monday at 6:30, so tune in for that. In the meantime, Robin, you wanted to talk a little bit about... The goings-onses about the show coming up that you're doing on the 3rd.
Well, the whole reason we put the show together was a fundraiser. It's really difficult to get out there to the masses with your music when you have something to say, and not everyone will just show up. So we decided to do something a little different and put together a fundraiser. And what that entails is... We have the Animal Advocates. It's animaladvocates.com. You can go to that. And it's for abused dogs and animals that are unloved and uncared for and left out to not be wanted.
Left out to the dogs.
Left out to the dogs.
Cats left out to the dogs, and dogs left out in the rain.
It's heartbreaking because dogs just, they'll love you forever. Even if they're living in fear, they will still love you forever. And it's heartbreaking to see people who abuse their animals and...
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great cause to be part of. And even if there's a lot of people coming just for the cause, it's fantastic. We have a silent auction worth over $14,000 worth of products and services.
What kind of swag can people get?
There's a 5-day trip to Mexico.
Mexico! I could use that. Hey, if that doesn't draw people there with the rain that we've had, then...
There's gift certificates from all over, the restaurants all over Vancouver. There's linens. There is tooth whitening kits. There's everything your heart desires there. And it's all a silent auction for this fundraiser. And I have some amazingly wonderful people supporting. And the band is really excited to get up there and perform.
Awesome. And you know what we didn't get around to, unfortunately, is that I have Jessica Beach, who's opening, and maybe what we'll do is put that around in the background while we kind of say goodbye. Now,
a quick little thing. We have a DJ going on right after us. Corey Baker is coming up to do some DJing. He's donating his time, and he's going to DJ till the end of the night.